Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Squirrel Wrangler podcast, where we guide humans to navigate the journey of personal growth and transformation and wrangle their inner squirrels so they can live in peace and joy. Join us as we explore insights and strategies to nurture your ideas and embrace challenges for development. We discuss continuous self-improvement and learning from experiences, empowering you to achieve your goals. Tune in to connect with our community and ignite your passion for personal growth. Let's embark together. Find the Squirrel Wrangler podcast where you listen to your favorite podcasts. We can't wait to connect with you there. Welcome to Friday and another podcast, or as I saw someone describe my podcast, a micro podcast. And I love that because anyone who knew me before this knows that micro and short podcasts are definitely not my usual, but I digress. So as we get ready for the weekend, where I still will be putting out micro podcasts, I am re-listening to an audiobook called Getting to Neutral. It was recommended by a dear friend, and it was recommended to me several weeks ago. But in the context of this week, end of November 8th, where we are today, getting to neutral, I think, is a great way for society's groups of people, small groups of people, relationships and individuals can come to the same place even or a similar place given that we each think differently. So the concept of the book is not that there is that neutral is the only place to be. It is that one of the quotes is that we can all agree that negative is a bad place to be. And being negative towards each other, being negative towards ourselves, being negative in our own thinking, all put us into a negative spiral. And it puts us in a negative spiral individually. It puts us in a negative spiral in relationships. It puts us in a negative spiral as a society. So what do we do to get out of negative and work towards positive, towards joy, which is kind of in my theme of the week? Working towards joy isn't just going from negative to positive, because sometimes you can't just get straight to positive. Sometimes you have to stop at neutral and ground yourself. You have to stop at neutral and be in that neutral space so that the negative doesn't hurt you. And maybe because you haven't found something to be joyful or positive about. And so if you can't find something to be positive or joyful about, but you also don't want the pain and don't want to continue the negativity that a negative thinking puts you into the negative spiral, that was a mouthful, then sometimes getting to neutral is the best thing. And so that got me thinking about how do we get to neutral? And I think it's still some of the things that I described yesterday and the day before of looking around and finding things to be joyful for. But let's take it to neutral before we get to joy. What are some things you can do to get to neutral? And I've been speaking to several people over the last couple days, and one of the things that comes up frequently is going out and being in nature, because nature doesn't hate. It can be dangerous, but nature in and of itself does not hate. Nature, for the most part, can give us neutral. Going out and finding a good place, you know, that's safe to lay down a blanket on the ground and be, you know, connect yourself with the ground to lay down in a hammock and watch the stars at night. The stars, unless that asteroid hits, aren't hurting us. The stars can be inspirational. They can be beautiful. The colors in the sky can be inspirational and beautiful. So that's one idea. Going for a walk, which takes your body to neutral, it gets energy out, and it gives you the opportunity to also just kind of lose yourself in your thinking and meditate. So I leave you today with, how are you going to get to neutral? What are the ways that you think you can do so that you can get yourself to neutral? Happy Friday, and I'll talk to you soon. Listeners, thank you for joining this episode of the Squirrel Wrangler podcast. We truly value your participation. Your engagement empowers our community to grow. Together, we explore fascinating insights and ideas. To delve deeper and connect with a wider network, visit stacybrayuka.com/connect for exclusive content. Stay connected for future episodes. Your journey continues with fresh opportunities and discoveries because your journey is literally infinite.